Which one went to the Smithsonian?
Oh, that was the Hannah. The Hannah was the first ship in the American Navy during the Revolution. Washington commissioned somebody, the Commodore Broughton, to get a ship already made and convert it to a little warship and go out and harass the British who were off Marblehead and off Boston, and they would chase him in the shore, and he was more maneuverable than a British ship would be, and he could outsail them and get up close to shore, and then the guns on the shore could shoot at the ships. And so that's what the Hannah was in commission about a month or two until she was replaced by something more powerful. But I made a model of the Hannah for this fellow whose name was Albright. He came from Chicago and read about me in the paper with this scholarship thing and looked me up. We had dinner, had lunch at the Copley Plaza Hotel, so I remember we had oysters.
Did you know what to do with them?
I used the wrong fork, I'll say that. But anyway, that's the first time I'd ever been in the Copley Plaza. But anyway, he commissioned me to look up all about the Hannah and make one. And I did, and he liked it. And he had now make another one, and now give it to the Smithsonian Institution, which he did. And you and I were in Washington once, and we found it on display down there. But I'm quite sure it's in the attic someplace now, and not on display anymore. But it's there, it isn't anywhere else.